Pastor Timothy Moore.
Amen. Now I want you to go to Revelation chapter 1. And there's a couple of things I want to look at before we get, before I put it down. I want to look at a couple of scriptures first before. Very powerful. Yeah. Revelation chapter 1. Begin reading at verse 5. Tell your neighbor, we're going to coast into power. We're going to coast into power and then let the Holy Ghost explode. Verse 5 says, and from Jesus Christ, talk to the seven spirits of the church, talk to the seven stars, the pastors, if you talk to the pastors. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. Hallelujah. First to get up. Amen. Somebody say, didn't Lazarus get up first? He couldn't get up because Jesus is the resurrection. And the prince of the kings of the earth. Tell your neighbor, he's the prince of the kings of the earth. See, sometimes we always look at this and look at it negative. When you say the prince of the kings of the earth, he's talking about me. I can't help if you didn't catch on that and say he's talking about me. Jesus is the prince. He's the king of kings. We kings. He's the king of the kings. We always talk about the negative. I'd rather look at it in a positive way. We already know that they're going to bow down, but he's the prince of the kings of the earth. And he's talking about all those kings too. Amen. Prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and did what? Washed us from our sins in his own blood. And because he made us kings, he said, I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to die with my own blood, and then I'm going to wash it. And then I'm going to make you holy and sanctified. Hallelujah. You ought to give God praise that he washed you from your sins in his own blood. And cleanse you. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That's a wonderful thing that you was on your way to hell and he saved you and washed you up. Dirty, undeserved sinners. Hallelujah. And after he cleaned you up, didn't never call you a sinner again, called you a saint. Hallelujah. And then Paul was sitting all crazy, done all kind of stuff. And then he said, I don't know. And they say, you the man that did all this. Paul said, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't never do none of that stuff. I ain't never persecute no church. That wasn't me. That was another man. Hallelujah. Tell you that any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's been washed. He's been washed with the blood. Glory. Hallelujah. People talk about you, say, no, too late. You can't point your fingers at me because I've been washed in the blood. See, people that ain't washed in the blood, their minds ain't on Jesus when they're in church. That's because they might not be saved. Tell your neighbor, I've been washed in the blood. Lift your hands up and say, yeah, I got to get my mind on Jesus. See, that's how people miss stuff. Not paying attention. That's why Elijah told me, say, if you see me, when I go up, then you'll get it. That means if you ain't paying attention, you can't get it. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to be close. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank God that I've been washed in the blood. Yeah, I mean, that's how the church, people don't talk about that. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Saved and sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost power. Embodied with Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Lordy. Tell your neighbor, it's going to be a wonderful morning. And you see what he said, that you was kings and priests? Now turn to chapter 5. It said, he was talking about the books, and the elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Tell your neighbor, when you get to heaven, every prayer that you prayed is still going to be smoking. Them vials they was playing, that's them prayers that was coming up, they was prayers of the saints. Tell your neighbor, that's why the fervent prayer of the righteous is available. Tell your neighbor, you ought to have a hot prayer sometime. Tell your neighbor, get on fire. Tell your neighbor, I'll burn the devil up when I pray. Burn my enemies down when I pray. Burn my own self-righteousness up when I pray. Burn my pity party up when I pray. Burn this doubt up when I pray. Release prosperity when I pray. Hallelujah. Manifest the mountain. I'll be on the mountain of transfiguration. If Abraham and Moses and Abraham was there, why can't I be there too? And my face could be beaming after I finish praying. Hallelujah. Because I just come out of the presence of the Lord. I dare you lift your hands up and say, look out. I'm about to tear something up. I got to break down some tradition. See, we didn't. And then he was talking about the prayers. I was over there. That was in verse 8. Then you get down to verse 9. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us by thy blood. See, the blood is precious. I preach a series called the precious blood of Jesus. And has redeemed us by what? Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. That makes no difference, no matter where you are, no matter who they are on the face of the earth. Tell your neighbor, I like all races of people. Tell your neighbor, I like immigrants. I like regular. I like them all. Because God saved all of us out of every nation, every tongue, every kindred. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, ain't nobody got the right to down nobody. Tell your nation, I'm a nation within myself. Look at that. And has made us, watch this, all these people, and has made us unto our God, what? Kings and priests, and we shall what? Reign where? See, we got to reign here on earth. Where everybody talking about, everybody preaching so much about trying to get to heaven. Tell your neighbor, we going. If you save, you going. Tell your neighbor, you say, no, go ahead and preach to three people. We'll turn to them and say, if you save, you going to heaven. But God, tell your neighbor, you ain't going to be reigning up there. Because they already got a king there. And you ain't taking his place. Unless you want to be just like Satan. You fly up out of there just like Satan came up out of there. But tell your neighbor, you got to be kings and priests and reign down here on this earth. Tell your neighbor, I need to be controlling some stuff and reigning over some stuff down here on this earth. I'm tired of preaching about heaven and ain't got. I don't want to have me no pitiful testimony when I get to heaven. You sit down and talk to some people that reign and say, hey, what did you take control of while you was in earth? Oh, no, I was just glad to get to heaven. They're going to be like, I don't know, I can't talk to you. Let me go over here and talk to somebody that reigned. That's why young people, when you go to school, that's why when you get in the class, once you get in the class, make sure you be around, look in the class and look around to find out who it is that's trying to go somewhere and who you're trying to study. Hang with them. Don't hang with the knuckleheads that ain't trying to do nothing. Say, my God, what the world is this? I got to get away from them. They ain't going to do nothing but bring me down. Hallelujah. You got to do that with saints too. If you ain't going the same direction I went, I love you, but I can't hang with you. I know you're going to heaven, but I don't want you to slow me down while I'm down here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you might be saved, but all of you ain't saved. Hallelujah. Your mind ain't saved. Your thinking ain't saved. Tell your neighbor, I'm a king in my spirit. And see, we got this tradition that then hit the earth. I'm going to bring it up a little bit. And I want you to look at Romans in the New Living translation, the New Living. See, I always look at things. Romans 12, 2. I like the way they put it. And I got to pick up tomorrow. I've been looking at it online, but the Aramaic Bible translation in plain English is powerful. But let me show you this new living translation in Romans 12, 2. In the King James, it said, it's telling you don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect thing. But listen to what it said. It said, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. See, because that's what tradition do. That's what happened to everybody. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Did you hear that? See, tell your neighbor, the way you think is very important. Yeah, the way you think is important. Because if you think a certain way, you're behind already. It said, then you will learn to know God's will for you. See, a lot of times you ain't going to have to ask somebody God's will if you're just paying attention and change your mind. Everybody trying to, God that made you a king and a priest, you ought to learn how to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ yourself. It's the job of the pastor to teach the people to go to another level, not the people to be hanging on his coat, robe tail. That's why sometimes when people ask for meetings, you know, they say a long time. Sometimes I avoid the meeting on purpose. I make you search and look for God yourself. Well, what's wrong with the pastor? He ain't answered. He don't know. Yeah, I know. God said, don't talk to him right now. All this word they've been taught. What the world is wrong with them? They babies. Let them grow up. Hallelujah. What it look like you come to church, a great big old 29, 50-year, 28-year-old person, man and woman, you come in church with a baby bib around your neck with dried up milk on you. That's how ridiculous it looks for a child of God that know they're supposed to be growing, ain't growing. That's a ridiculous look. Y'all ain't got to say amen. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I got to grow. I got to pass the first rudiments of and the principles of salvation. Hallelujah. I ought to have been able to train my senses to discern. See, you got to train your senses. That means the body of Christ ought to be trained. We got to learn some stuff. Tell your neighbor, your present situation is a revelation of what you missed in the past. Watch it. Where you are right now, look at where you are. You say, my present situation is a revelation of what I missed in the past. So all this trying to blame somebody else, tell your neighbor, ain't going to be no blaming nobody else. Tell your neighbor, you got what you got from the way you think and the way you trained yourself and the words you heard and applied to your life. Hallelujah. See, it's all right to go to church. Sometimes it's all right to shout. But you're going to have to sit down and learn something. They say for a long time, Israel was without a teaching priest. Because all the time, a shout ain't going to get it. You had to sit down and contemplate, meditate. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Because he meditated in the law day and night, he shall be like what?
Tree
planted by the river. He can't be moved. That bringing forth fruit. Tell your name, you ought to be bringing some fruit forth. If you don't bring no fruit forth, God said he cut you off. He cut that branch off and put it in the fire. To bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf won't wither because there's sap coming through it. How the life coming through it. Whatever he do. I know, I told you, I'll teach you out of that. Not being able to say the word prosper, I'll shake you right up out of it. See, that's one thing that happened to the body of Christ. Tradition that messed us up and made us feel like we should not be prosperous. Tell your neighbor and say this after me. Say, I can do a whole lot of good for myself, for people, and the church if I got something in my hand. And I ain't talking about no handkerchief. Tell your neighbor, you might not like it, but tell your neighbor, I am fascinated with the idea of money. Say, I like what money does. Money is good stuff. Hallelujah. Say, put that along with salvation, and I'm a dangerous man and woman. I shake the devil up. He's nervous when I show up because I'm going to be able to deliver somebody out of their distress. Yeah, my car shop. Y'all better come on here now. I feel the Holy Ghost crawling on my head. I mean, he got something to say to y'all this morning. See, we got to get this, you know, tell your neighbor, I'm fascinated. See, look, when I was small, I always thought about having Mercedes. I always thought about it. I used to walk with my guitar, and this Mercedes rolled up the street, and this girl, I was walking up the street, and she said, that's a nice car right there. I said, yeah, it is. She said, I don't know if you can get one of them. I said, I'm going to get me one of them when I grow up. She said, get none of them. I said, okay. I'm gonna get one. She used to live right across the street from me. I said, I'm going to get me one of those cars. I didn't have to wait till I got it. I had it already. Y'all ain't hear me. I had it already. I was already there. My physical life had to catch up with my fast life in the spirit. I had to, because my spiritual life was way ahead of me in faith. It was fast. So all I had to do was keep getting the word, because I saw it the whole time. I look at it. It was getting away. It was running away from me. But what it didn't know was I was running after it. Y'all ain't hear this. Hallelujah. And every time when my steam went down, my engine went down, you know, I would pull up a scripture and say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. And all of a sudden, I felt some jet fuel come up. I was getting closer. I said, oh, you're not that far away now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when some doubt came up, I said, whatsoever a man desire, and if he believe in his heart when he pray, he shall receive. Hallelujah. I said, I believe that. I received that before I pray. I already got it already. Amen. So I was fascinated with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody. My hands was made for money. My hands was made for deliverance. My body was made. Hallelujah. If you fascinate yourself with a whole bunch of dumb stuff up inside your mind, you'll be messed up. Hallelujah. When you're fascinated with something, then that way, fascination is a power. When you're fascinated, it bursts inside your spirit. And then, you know, a lot of people are fascinated with negative conditions. They're fascinated with negative conditions. They like negative stuff. Some people, when they got a little cold or something going on, it's this tradition. They got a little cold, and then you sit down, and they start describing, you know, it was rough. It was rough. I was coughing up everything. Now, and you sit there long enough, and you listen to that stuff, you'll catch it. Sit there and talk all this, you know, things are really rough, child. I tell you, I ain't got no money. See, you got to get away from people like that. Amen. See, the reason you got to get away from them because they are infectious. And see, that's what happened. This America and this this corporate America is very detailed. They that's why Jesus is a master practitioner of mind science. See, science is a particular art that is precise. You know, when you see people that have the scientific method, it's precise. It's some kind of method. They're trying to figure it out. But see, God is a practitioner. He's of the mind science. See, in this world, that's what they do. They play games with you. That's why they pay billions of dollars and reduce it down into 30 seconds or 1 minute to control you. So what they do is they come up, all these television ads are designed to give you ailments. You sit there and listen at it. They get the most excruciating stuff. And they say, now you could take this medicine, but you're going to have a seizure. I mean, I think it should be against, the government should be like, we can't be giving medicine to people that have a seizure. Medicine don't heal. Let's don't be messing with this. Or you could have suicidal tendencies. Now you don't tell me, you don't know that that's the world system, that's the devil. I mean, you got to be a child of God to understand. You don't have to be a child of God to understand what suicide is and what a seizure is. These ads have been designed to give you ailments so that you will require, that you are required to buy the remedy. They show you the ailments. They go down and they show you if somebody is sick and they show a diagram of the body, they open the body up, all this information and all this stuff that's going on inside your body. And you're sitting there looking at that stuff. Just like you're sitting there looking at soap operas and all that kind of crazy stuff. Sitting up there, listen, and you look at soap opera, they on soap operas, listening to that. They got all kind of stuff going on, and it's going on. What happened with the story, child? What happened on Empire, child? Look, they got you good. What happened on Empire? I gotta miss the, I can't miss the episode. What's that program with the girl that was messing with the president or something? I knew you knew it. I knew you knew it. Look, and you sit there, and look at all that soap opera. Let me tell you what you done in a matter of 30 seconds. In a matter of 30 seconks, what you done did was you done looked at, you done learned how to commit adultery. You done looked at lies. You done looked at cheating. You done had about 5 doses of conniving. And all that stuff is up inside your mind. You're sitting there looking at it, and you're a Christian, and you're sitting up there looking at that kind of stuff, and the world is just changing your mind. And then when it comes time for you to be delivered, because you've been listening to that stuff all day, you read one scripture on Sunday morning, and you sit there, ain't nothing happened. That's why you broke. That's why you ain't got no money. That's why you ain't healed. Because God ain't got time to deal with your mind. And Jesus is a master practitioner of mind science. God say you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to be renewed. Hallelujah. And that's why some Christians don't even look like they prosperous. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else. Every time I wear a flower, that's celebrating prosperity for me. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody. Listen, I mean, and you got all that stuff going on. You ought to understand that you are designed. You are a king. Designed to dominate. And then you look at all that kind of stuff. And after a while, if you start wondering, then when a problem come up, you'll revert to what you learned on the television. I'm going to get me some relief. I wish Christians go ahead and be honest about it. And then I'm fascinated with God. I'm fascinated with stuff I see God with. I love some of my family. I'm not fascinated with my family that's broke. No. I love them, but I'm not fascinated about them. Hallelujah. And they don't want to change. I don't want to be around them. See, y'all, like, oh, that's your family. Yeah, that's my family, but I'll do just like God told Abraham, leave them. See, y'all so religious until y'all just don't want to. Jesus was out there doing ministry and all of that. They come knocking on the door. Your mom and your brother is at the door. And Jesus say, I ain't got time to be stopped. Who is my mother and my father and my brother? He that do the will of God. If they ain't doing the will of God, they ain't my family. It's simple as that. See, Christians are so, watch this. People don't want to hear this. Christians are so nice. See, you can't be nice if you're going to get your money. You got to be disturbed. You got to be like, I am tired of this. I'm tired of living like this. This just ain't right. I'm calling on Jesus. He owned the earth. The earth is the Lord's. I mean, sometimes that stuff will make you ashamed to even say that verse. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The gold is, the silver is his. The cattle is his on a thousand hill. The earth is the Lord. That make you ashamed. And then you'd be like, well, where my part at? God said, it ain't my fault you ain't got no part. I gave you dominion. I told you how to get it. I told you how to use faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I can't help it if you don't know how to go inside the spirit realm and make the natural realm obey you, just like I did. Why you can't make it obey? You're supposed to make it obey if you're a child of God. You got the Holy Ghost of what? You filled with the spirit, you got the word of what? I sent forth my word, it shall profit and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. The word is going to prosper wherever you send it. It's going to accomplish. It won't return void. When I call off of something, I don't take no for an answer. The word got this in here. I'm not taking no. I don't care how bad it look. God said, I'm supposed to get this best. I don't care how bad it look. I don't care if you tell me no 10 times. The 11th time might be it. And if you say no on the 11th time, then I'm looking at the 12th. And if the 12th don't work, then I'll just keep going. I will wag you out, devil. But tradition has robbed us. You are a king designed to dominate the territory assigned to you. You're a king in your heart. You've been called and you've created to be a king designed to dominate the territory that God has assigned to you. So if you're going to dominate a territory, you're going to help. Hallelujah. If you got people, if everybody inside your family is broke, that ain't good. But you got a family of, they're broke. I'm just going to tell you, they're broke. See, people don't want to talk about, that's tradition. They don't think, the church should have been teaching people how to prosper. Should have been teaching us how to prosper. Should have been teaching us how to be healed. Should have been teaching us that. All we took is one part. I tell you, if you're a Baptist, you know what you're going to hear about on Sunday every time. You got to be saved. You get you saved. What am I going to do after I get saved? Baptist, will you please tell me? You're Pentecost, you get saved, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to speak in tongues. After I get the Holy Ghost, then what's going to happen then? I need to know. I mean, you're Presbyterian, they teach about predestination. You've been election. You've been prophesied. After I get elected, what am I going to do? Huh? Will somebody please tell me? If you're African American, AME, they talk about black, social black. Well, I'm black now. After I'm black, what am I supposed to do? Okay, we got social justice. What are we supposed to do now? But somebody please tell me how to live down here on earth so I can reign with Jesus like he said we supposed to be. I just read the scripture to you. We supposed to reign. The Bible said, wait a minute. We done did all this suffering now. If we suffer with Christ, we supposed to reign with him. I've been through enough hell already. I done went through the school of suffering. Now it's time for me to have some resurrection power and some reigning happening inside my life. And stop trying to act so funny about the situation. Then when somebody talk about it, preacher talk about it, then all of a sudden they said, that ain't what I want to hear. Well, you need to hear it. Then we got a problem if the preacher talk about it. That's why I want everybody to go get this book. Everybody want everybody to go buy this book called As a Man Thinketh. If y'all ain't read it. Anybody read it? By James Allen. Everybody go buy that book. I read that book once a year. And he's talking about Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. And he's talking about as a man thinking. 23 verse 7, I believe it is. You need to read that book. I got it on audio. I listened at it. And it's talking about how you think, how you got to change your aspect. You know, it's a shame that you poor when you could have been rich. You could have been rich. It was a Southern Baptist. They didn't want to talk about this. It was a Southern Baptist preacher that used to teach this thing. His name was Russell Conwell. Southern Baptist, years, almost 100 years ago. The man taught, and he taught this sermon called Acres of Diamonds. He was talking about how this man had this field, and how, when the man had the field, it was a black man that had a farm, and he sold everything he could to get this field to go where the diamonds was at. And he kept digging, he kept digging, he kept digging. He kept digging. He was digging for diamonds. He sold his land for the diamond. He kept digging, he kept digging. And he said, ain't nothing in this thing. So he gave up and gave the field up. Another man bought the field and started digging about maybe a couple yards and all that, and bam, smack into the diamonds. And the man went around teaching that sermon. He was a Southern Baptist. He went around teaching that sermon all over the country, and the man taught the sermons and made millions of dollars off of one sermon talking about acres of diamonds. And guess what the man did? It was people that wanted to go to college, didn't have money, poor people, and all. They said, well, I'm going to do something about it. And then this man, he is the founder of Temple University. A preacher. Watch this now. A preacher. Hallelujah. And you know, and people, see, I got to deal with it. And you know, I told y'all before, in case you don't know, you know good and well when you came to church, you know you was going to hear about money. Amen. Amen. But I don't want to hear about money. Well, you're going to have to find another church, because I'm going to teach you how to be prosperous. Amen. I can't have no broke people around me. Amen. And the pastor, he driving this. I can preach a whole lot better riding in a Mercedes than a couple of them. Then I can't sliding around inside some hoopty and all that crowd crazy stuff. I can preach a whole lot better in some designer suits with diamond rings. Hallelujah. And you can say a whole lot, you can say hallelujah a whole lot better if you ride to church better. God is good. Glory, hallelujah. You can look at the name and say, bless God, I can't wait to see you Sunday. You can play drums a whole lot better than me with money in your pocket. Y'all musicians know that, right? Look at your neighbor. Look down your aisle and say, boy, anybody want to stay broke on this lane? This aisle right here. I got to get up off this lane. I got to get on the right channel. Fascinated. Hallelujah. I was fascinated with guitars. Fascinated. I want to always have my own. Think about it. I was fascinated with it. I look at them in magazines and look at them. Even in my studio in my house now, I got a calendar, got a collection of guitars on this. I just look at them, and then it tell you about it. I sit up there and read about them. Hallelujah. And the calendar got 12 months, right? And the 12 months, they come up, you know, and it's a different guitar in there. I say, well, y'all going to have to make a new calendar. Because I got more than 12. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. Apostle Thomas came to my house. He walked inside and looked at my vault, where my guitars are coming up. He said, well, look at here. That's how he did. He put his hand up. Well, look at here. The man got more guitars than the days of the week. Hallelujah. That's because God came up, man, because I was fascinated with it. So it came up. I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. I'm fascinated with playing. I'm having my own plane. I'm like, anybody tell me I can't? You just keep laying around. You just keep coming around. Keep coming around. I'm going to be riding right up to my plane and doing just like this to my pilots. You know why? I see it, and I'm running.
Tell your neighbor, I see it. I see it happening. Somebody lift your hands up. Say, ain't nothing wrong with being blessed. Say, you crazy as hell. Dreamer said, what kind of church is that? What did he say? You know what? That make you mad. You ought to be, you ought to say, and some people can't stand, they're so religious, they can't handle that kind of stuff. Their path ain't supposed to be saying that kind of stuff. That's why you stay broke, you and your, you so religious, you don't cuss, you don't do none of that. I mean, I know you don't do that, you don't say none of that, but you broke as hell. And excuse me, you done came to a real church now. All this old phony stuff that these pastors, they ain't phony. Don't go to no church like that. You ought to tell somebody, look, I found a real church, but I got to go there. It's a real church. Up there on Bel Air Road where the pastor telling the truth. He ain't just trying to ride all the nice cars. He's trying to get the people to drive them. It's a real pastor up there to tell you the truth about the situation that you can get healed. It's a real church up there. I was fascinated about it. I want to say another word. I told you sometime I get as close as I can to cussing. Look, I'm fascinated about, and look, I'm fascinated about money. You crazy. I'm fascinated about money. I like to have it. Hallelujah. And I saw, and then you look at all these banks. Every time I go past a bank, I say, money cometh to me. Every bank I go to, money cometh to me. Banks are wonderful places. Bank is a wonderful place. I don't know why people broke all these banks around here. I walk through the bank. I don't care if they act crazy. If they act crazy to me and don't treat me right, I still say, bless this bank, God. Money coming to me from this bank. Because if they treat me wrong, they're still going to have to bless me. And there's banks all over the place. When I ride by them, I don't miss no banks. Y'all might ride by them. When I say, money coming to me from Wells Fargo. Money coming to me from PNC. Money coming to me from Bank of America. Money coming to me from Harbor Bank. Money coming to me. I'm just calling all the banks I got money in. Money coming to me. Money coming to me from BB&T. Hallelujah. M&T. Hallelujah. That's right. Have my own bank. Hallelujah. Watch this. And when I saw it, I say, it's a lot of, you know, they got this bank because a lot of people got money. And they got to put all this money inside the banks. They got to have somewhere to put the money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when I found that out, I said, all these people, and if there's a lot of rich people out there that got banks, doggone it, I'm going to be one of them. That ain't the word I wanted to say. I'm going to be one of them. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm going to be one of them. Y'all better stop sitting up here being religious. You better say, I'm going to be one of them people. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow my pastor. And this stuff is in the Bible. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. It's the Lord that give you power to get wealth. It's the Lord that do what the word will say. He will make, you can make your way successful. Hallelujah. Blessings shall be in your house. You and your family shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. Hallelujah. Let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the name of the Lord. It's the Lord that make you rich. Why are you trying to be broke when rich got you? Isn't that right? That's how you gotta deal with people when they hide you, you know, you say, I don't mind you working for me, but you gotta do something now. I ain't telling y'all to do that. Y'all can't do it at church now because I'm teaching y'all how to be blessed. Y'all don't come here and do that. You gotta go out there and tell them why you out there. See, you supposed to learn it here and go out in the marketplace. Say, look, I've been playing like this with y'all for this price for a long time. It's time for y'all up the ante. I'm doing the job. Up the ante. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody. I'm fascinated. That's why I'm a howling. Somebody shout, are your rage coming? You ain't gonna remember that. Please, that rage ain't gonna be nothing. You gonna throw that thing right here. Hallelujah. Give it to me, I'll preach a little harder. Bless you. You can shout a little harder too. Watch it. Watch this. The best. Watch this. Poor people. Tell you poor people. Poor people. Tell you them. You can help poor people, but don't hang with them. Don't hang with them. Because see, Jesus said, the poor you have with you always, but not me. Now, he made a contrast right there. The poor you have, but not me. And they was upset because that woman took that alabaster box and broke that alabaster box and prepared him for his burial and put that on his feet. And then you had, he had to get that mess up out of the disciples. Then you had the disciples, some of the disciples was upset. We could have used this money for the poor. Jesus said, you got to be out of your mind. You got the king of life with you. You talking about give it to the poor? To him that have not, it shall be taken away. But to him that have, shall more be given. The one that didn't take care and do what he was supposed to do with his seed. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. The do what he was supposed to do with his seed. It was five of them talents. You know, they had the 10, the 5, and the 1. And when they had the 10, the 5, and the 1, and all these religious people always try to take that. That's talking about your talent. Come on, man. Stop playing around. Read the Bible. Ain't talking about no talent. It's talking about money. He said, then he came here, and the master came back. He said, what did you do with yours? The one that had the 10, I made the other 10. What did you do with the 5? I made another 5. What did you do with the 1? I didn't do nothing. I know you was a hard man, so I took it and I hid it in the earth. In yourself. I hid it in the earth. He said, no problem. You wicked. Did you hear that? God called the man wicked because he could not increase. Tell your neighbor, there's a wickedness in you when you don't increase, when you keep repeating the same thing over and over. It's a wickedness that's holding you back. It's some kind of demon somewhere. It's a poverty demon on the line somewhere. You got to get that dead cat off the line. Because it's poverty. And you got to find out. And don't feel bad to say, well, I just need to get on a hunt. I need to get on my knees and pray and find out something's going on. Because I ain't got no business being broke. 2015, 2016, 17. Not supposed to keep happening. Not the same thing every 2010, 2011, 2012. Something is wrong. And I'm going to find out what. Almost went there again. I'm going to find out what's going on. And you got to discern. You got to discern. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down a stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity. Every thought, that's why you got, as a man think, I want you to read that book, and you see how he said, God, that's how he transformed you, and don't copy the world by changing the way you think. Casting down every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having it in registry prevents all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Not until that. Hallelujah. Put 5 minutes on the clock. I'm not going over 5 minutes. Hallelujah. If I go over 5 minutes, I'm charging y'all. Hallelujah. Bless God. Watch this. See, you got to change it. So the best way for you to help somebody that's sick, the best way to help the poor is not to be one of them. That's the best way to help them. I'm not going to be one of them. Hallelujah. And see, people get messed up in the body of Christ. I'm going to tell you why they get messed up. I'm going to tell you. That's how you help them. And watch this. This is what I like about God. God has never failed. God has never faltered. God has never been broke. God has never been sick. God has never been unsuccessful. In God, I am a success. Did y'all hear that? In God, I am a success. Hallelujah. Glory. That's why I say, don't imitate the methods of this world system. Don't do it. See, God's resources, God's money are my obedient servants. Money is my obedient servant. His resources are my obedient servants. They work for me.
They work for me. You do what I tell you to do, money. Resources, you do what I tell you to do. I am your master. Money don't master me. That's why people talk about, and always talk about money is the root of all evil. You know, they always always coming up with so crazy stuff, and they didn't even read the Bible. The Bible didn't say that. It said the love of it. I'm fascinated with it. I'm so, I like it right up the love. I like it right up to get the love. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Like right up to it. Hallelujah. It said the love of money is the root of all evil. The hatred of lack is the fruit of all good. I hate lack. I can't stand it. The hatred of lack is the fruit of all good. And do you quote that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you ought to read the scripture sometime. After you read the scripture, then reverse it. See what it says. And then you're going to see the revelation of what God's saying about the scripture. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means it's not the devil's. And if you be with him, you're not going to have fullness. You're going to have lack. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Y'all waiting for that? And God said he will make a way. Step high five to your neighbor. And God, he is. Oh, can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? God is. I can't. I'm telling y'all. I can't live with that. I can't handle that. I can't do that no more. I can't take it. I'm finished with that. I'm finished with this singing the Bible. I'm gonna sing my life. When you see me, you're gonna be like, he is prospering. Hallelujah. 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 What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. What's wrong with you sitting there acting like you hear what I just said? Tell your neighbor, my life gonna sing. The method, the world system, God's resources are my obedient service. Thank you, God in me. Thank you. That's what I say all day. Thank you, God in me. I ain't got to be hurrying. I'm going up to heaven to pray. I'm just God in me. Thank you, God in me. Now, see, you got to get this. I want you to write this down now. You got to get this. I'm going to be very quick. You got to write this down now. See. You got to become friendly to the idea of prosperity before it becomes friendly towards you. Some of them said that because I told them that, and they heard me tell them that the other night in rehearsal with the praise team. That's why they're singing crazy the other day, because I had to talk to them a little bit. I said, y'all with me? Y'all got to come on now. Y'all got to drop. Y'all got to kick this thing on up now. Come on. I'm coming back and say, I'm coming back to play. I'm coming back and put prosperity through this music ministry. Hallelujah. I know how to do it. Hallelujah. We all come together and be on one accord. Hallelujah. See, the only way you get blessed, you got to be on one accord. You can't have no backbiting, coattail, scissor tail, parade and stuff, all that crazy stuff. You got to love. Tell your name, you got to love. You got to love one another. And then the spiritual, for lack of a better word, then the spiritual esoteric mystery unfolds. Hallelujah. When you with me, if you with me for a while, and then after, like I said, when you don't be around, when you leave me, the mystery of God leaves you. I got the mystery of God with me. When you hang around me, the mystery of God will be with you. I told you after a while, when you disconnect from a man of God, all of a sudden stuff start going down. But when you're going downhill, you don't need no motor to go downhill. You can just coast while you're going down here. Things look good while you're going down, but wait till you get to that hill. You ain't got no motor. You can't make it up because you need that spiritual mystic juice. You need the juice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need the igniting juice of God. Hallelujah. And the igniting juice of God is the anointing, greasy. That's why he paints you. He make you greasy. And you slippery. That's why when the devil tries to hold on to you, he can't hold on to you. He's too slippery. You're greased down. I can't hold on to him. Every time you get out of his way and hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I'm painted greasy. And then after God paints you greasy and anointing, then he come around and kiss you. That's what anointing means. He kiss you. Hallelujah. And who gonna do something about you when you stand inside the spirit realm and God walk up to you and kiss you? And when he kiss you, who gonna touch him? Huh? Who gonna touch him? Huh? I kiss him. My dad, you come up here and try something else. Tell your neighbor, if God kiss me, you better back up. Hallelujah. When God kiss it, hallelujah. The enemy getting mad. He wanted to do something about it, but he can't do a thing. Hallelujah. 1,000 shall fall on thy side, but none shall come nigh thee. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In every tongue and judgment, you shall condemn in judgment. Somebody shout, I got to be having some kind of power in my life. Doggone it. Somebody shout hallelujah in here. Must become friendly to the idea of prosperity. If you want prosperity, become friendly towards you. Yeah. Hallelujah. I use my iPad sometimes, but sometimes I like to write. Hallelujah. And a new thing God told me, I went through the store yesterday. He said, buy a book. He said, buy a new book. We got a whole lot of stuff we're going to be writing, son. I got a whole lot of stuff I'm going to be talking to you about. Watch this. You see, you gotta understand the psychology, the psychological law of prosperity. Watch this. See, y'all know too much. God been too good to y'all here. Don't you know y'all overcame the devil and y'all stopped the devil? The devil wanted to destroy y'all a long time, but he couldn't because he came up again. And when he saw that knowledge, he said, ain't nothing I could do. I tried, but some of y'all don't think, well, say ain't nothing happened, but you don't know. You were supposed to be done. But you ain't done. And God is just getting you ready. Should have been wiped out, but the devil came and said, as far as I can go. As far as I can go, I can't do nothing else. I try to mess Minister Moore up. I can't do it. I try to get his family, but I can't get in there. I get right up to the door, but all of a sudden something happened. It was that knowledge that was laying up in there. I tried to slap Bernard upside his bald head, him and Ray, but I just couldn't do nothing about it. I tried to take them boys out. Their head greasy. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Money love happy people. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm happy. Yeah. Dare everybody lift their hands up and say, I'm happy. Somebody say, money is looking for me right now. Y'all, boy, I'm going to say, y'all, I told y'all, boy, I'll be off the chain sometime, boy. Y'all know. Tell your neighbor, say, money is for my hands. Say, I take it all in my hands, all in my pockets. My pockets are magnetized to attract money. My pocketbook is magnetized to attract money. My bank account is magnetized to attract money. I got money all in my hands, money all in my pocket, all in my socks, all in my shoes, all in my cookie jar, all up underneath the mattress, all in my underwear, all over the stockings in my socks. They say, what did he say? That's what I said. Tell your neighbor, boy, you got some nice underwear then, boy. So you got to be free to talk like that. Say, I'm free. I ain't religious. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know exactly what I mean. It's the psychological law of prosperity. Let me tell you what it is. You know what it is? Let me help you out. You got to get over this. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. The psychological law of prosperity is this.
You have to get over the guilt of being prosperous. That's what it is. You have to get over the guilt of being prosperous. Because when you're prosperous, people try to make you feel guilty. And the first thing the devil try to do is to cause you to try to make you not so. Because he knows if I get you that way, you have nothing in the ground. And you got to get over, you got to get over that. You can't be worrying about what people think. God want me to be blessed. God, the Bible said, well, I said, this will get me about these religious people again. The ninth chapter, Second Corinthians, the ninth chapter of Second Corinthians, when they talk about, and Jesus became poor that he might be rich. And these old preachers said, they're supposed to be so profound. And he became poor that you might be rich. They talk about, yeah, he talking about spirituality. You know, if you're still smart, all you had to do was just read the eighth chapter and the ninth chapter, and it tell you talking about money, dummy. Some preachers are dumb as a box of rocks. They stand right up in the pool. They dumb. They ain't even cold. They ignorant. They put this out because they heard somebody, and then they want all God's people to take this poverty vow. You know, I'm just poor. But you go ahead and take that, because I ain't going that way. I'm gonna be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, healed in my body, money in my pocket. God want me to. He died for all of that, and I ain't leaving none of it out. You go ahead, but I'd rather have Jesus. I want Jesus and his silver and gold. Yep. When Jesus come, now where I'm now, I want you, Jesus. You know I want you, Jesus. But Jesus said, don't leave your silver and gold when you come. Come on with it, Jesus. Bring it with you when you come. I know you're coming because the word of God said the earth is the Lord, so he can't leave his stuff. I wish somebody look at somebody and say, can't you see prosperity all over me? I can't hear that. See, I can tell when some people, they just sit there and look at me. You want to sit there and look at me? You're going to be looking at me when God bless too. You're going to be looking because, and watch this. See, you can tell when people really want to see you blessed. Y'all ain't hear what I said. See, let me tell you about seed. Watch this. You got to understand this. When you put the seed in the ground. See, some people say, I don't give to get blessed. I don't sow no seed down in the ground to get blessed. Tell your neighbor, that's another person that's dumb as a box of rocks. So that's another person that's dumb as a box of rocks. I receive. That's $100 Daryl gave him. Show it. $120 that time he took it up. Hallelujah. Watch this. Let me tell you something. That's crazy. The book of Philippians said no church knew how to give and receive. When a farmer puts seed down in the ground, when they put seed down in the ground, or if they're sowing something, let me tell you how dumb and crazy that is. Do you think he putting something down in the ground and say, well, I just put that in the ground for exercise. I ain't expecting no harvest or nothing. I just put it down in the ground. I'm not expecting nothing to come up. Hallelujah. Y'all hear me on the way back there in the back of the church back there? Huh? Y'all got some activity back there? Y'all all right back there? Let me see y'all wave your hand. Y'all hear me back there. Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure y'all paying attention. Hallelujah. A farmer ain't going to put them down and say, well, bless God. We just raked up all this ground and put the seed down there. You crazy. You better write this down. If you rape your seed of expectation, God has no authorization to multiply. If you rape your seed of expectation, God has no authorization to multiply it. Mm-hmm. If you rape your seed of expectations, that way when you sow it, you're not expecting. Just like a farmer. If you rape it of expectation, God has no authorization to multiply it. I sow and I receive. I sow and I receive. Good measure pressed down, shaking together, running over. I sow and I receive. Yeah, I sow
And now we see. Look, why you think God said that when the word, the man's, the sower saw the word, and when he sowed the word, he said you got to wait, make sure you have all that crazy stuff around it, because they say if you sow the word, the cares of this life will choke it from being productive. Mm-hmm. Are y'all there? Now see, everybody is not going to accept this message. I was talking to somebody. Text something to me early in the morning. And she texted something early to the minute because she said, I see you. She said, I know who you are. She said, I know where you're at. I see everybody ain't ready for you. She said, everybody don't want lobster. They'd rather have and eat a hot dog. Everybody don't want lobster. They'd rather eat a hot dog. They say, you serving an extravagant meal over there. And some people's stomachs can't handle it. That's why they run the hot dogs. Now, I like a hot dog, but God knows I don't want to be eating no hot dogs all the time. Living on no hot dogs. I don't want to be coming to your barbecue all the time, eating no hot dogs with that beef stuck up. I mean, some of y'all eat pork hot dogs. I don't want no beef stuck up inside my system all in years. I want something that's going to go through me and get out. Amen. That's one thing I like about Cheesecake Factory and Italian restaurants. When you go there to eat, it ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long before the stuff start working. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness up in this house? See, 2 Chronicles said, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. See, you got to understand that. Now, watch this. And then me and God had a talk. I was talking to Leroy Thompson Jr. and the apostle. He said, listen, son, we're going to another place. We're going to a place where God is purging, son. You just got to be ready for it. You got to be ready for it. And watch this. See, when people get messed up with tradition, they think because you've been looking, don't follow after the world pattern, God said. Don't look at that. Don't think like them. Watch this. Because the church think that the world, because they've been looking at the world so long, they think that the church is supposed to operate like the world, like a democracy. See, the church is not a democracy. See, that's what denominations have done. They got boards and all that stuff that rule over top of, you know, the board of elders that rule over top of. These pastors, they got people to come in and they vote the pastor in and they pick the pastor when things ain't, and then they vote. They use the Robert Rules of Law. Some people ain't used the Robert Rules of Law, but they still got the tradition on them. They worried about what the people say if they preach a certain thing. That's why they won't talk about certain things inside church. Hallelujah. Because we're not going to have sin running rampant up in here. If we do, I'm going to say something about it. Hallelujah. I'm a preacher. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you don't like it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is my source. Amen. Not your opinion and not your face. Amen. Just like Jeremiah, I don't care. You can look at me with your face all you want. You can squinch and you can hold your tithes. I don't care. You can take your tithes to Kalamazoo. God's still going to take care of this church. Don't know how, but he did it. And I'm standing here only because he made a way. Is that the key? See, you got to understand the psychology of your relationship with God. He take away all the pain from you, all the concern right out of your mind when you get with him. And when you just go ahead and tell him, you've been good, God. When some things that be inside your heart that you really wanted to work a certain way and it don't work, you just get away with the Lord and say, well, it didn't work the way I wanted to work. I'm hurting about something. But you just, God said, you don't understand the psychology of it. If you get in my presence, I take that pain away. It's because you know I know how to make a way. Say, you may power. You make a way.
Come on, now watch this. I got to stop because I get over into it. I got to get some. Listen, watch. And God said, son, you got to understand that. He said, we're going to another place. But you got to understand this. This is what you got to do. I told you about those. See, you got to, what you see is what you see is what happened. What's that scripture? Genesis chapter 30, verse 31. Watch this. See, tell your neighbor, what you see is what you become. And what you see is what you produce. Now, if it happened with an animal, God told me that while I was up. He said, son, if that happened with an animal, you don't think that happened with you? You don't think that happened with people? People need to see something inside their mind. Put it up there. Put that scripture up on the board. Put it up on the board. It said, and he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything if thou wilt do this thing for me. I will again feed and keep the flock. I will pass through all the flock today, removing from this all the speckled and the spotted cattle and all the brown cattle among the sheep and the spotted speckled among the goats. And of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me. In time to come, when it shall come to pass for my hire before the face, everyone that is speckled and spotted among the goats and the brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. Watch this. See, you got to understand when people try to get over on you, don't worry about it. You just got to see things a certain way. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. Uh-huh. And he removed that day from the goats that was ringed, straight, and spotted, and the she-goats that was speckled on down, white, keep going. I'm going to get you to the part when they say, and he sat there 3 days in journey. Keep going. That ain't what I'm going. Wait a minute. Watch this. And he said, 37 is when they put it in there. Go back to 37. Okay, here it is. It said, and Jacob took his rod, took him rods of the green poplar, of the hazel, and the chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And go ahead. And what did he do? And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flock. Tell your neighbor, before the flock. That's why a man of God has got to be an example before the flock. Because what you see, if you keep seeing that, and you keep seeing him after a while, you're going to produce exactly what he is. Y'all ain't hear what I said. The Lord told me to tell you that. Say, if that's why the man of God got to prosper. He can't be looking all broke down. You got to see something as an example. Put it back up. He said, and peel before the flocks in the gutters in the water trough. Watch this. Where was it? Watch the spiritual revelation. God gave him the revelation. Wait a minute. He peeled them before the flock. In the gutters, in the water trough, right where they was getting fed at and getting the word of life, the water. When the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. That means when you get the word, you're supposed to be conceiving. Because when you're looking at, they see in the spotted, you're conceiving. What you see is what you become. What you see is what you produce. You go read the rest of the story. We're going to another place. But watch this. And he said, some things just got to change in your ministry. That's all of it. He said, but I'm going to tell you this right here. You got to understand this. And I looked at it in Genesis chapter 6. He said, because things wasn't going a certain way. He said, if God can let go of his first creation, you can let anybody go. Did you hear that? Look, he said, he created his world, and then in Genesis 6, he said, the imaginations of the hearts of men were evil. And he said, if God let go his creation that he created, tell your neighbor, you can let anything go. Wait a minute. If God turned out, he would add them all them people and them people, and he had to build the ark and put it. But it said inside the verse, it said, but Noah found what? Grace. In the sight of God. No, just one person got to find grace in the sight of God, just like he did in that city when he destroyed it, Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, if I can find one person. That's right. So when God let something like that happen, he said, but when I need somebody that got the grace so I can carry this thing on. But if I can let go of my creation, you ain't got no problem letting nobody go. But that's wisdom that Apostle Tom said. That's some serious heavy wisdom. You can't get that. That's why I follow him. I ain't following nobody that's broke now because what I'm seeing. He put the speckles inside the trough where the water is at. And I'm drinking. Tell your neighbor, I'm looking at the spotted. Saying that after a while, I'm conceiving when I drink. Saying that I'm conceiving when I drink. Y'all done used up all my time. Y'all done made me preach all this time. Everybody stand up.